Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We're going back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
Got a lot of feedback on that last segment, and people are outraged and very upset with Kevin.
Why don't you?
I don't know. I didn't really see a lot of that.
You're just kind of broadly saying that people out there are mad at me.
I'm guessing that's the case.
I feel like that's routine.
I'm also seeing a lot of people that are just freaking out over the picture of the chick that I posted.
Did you post Did you post a normal one, too? I think that's important.
No, this is the only picture that I posted.
With no context.
I just posted that.
Dude, come on.
So, of course, people are
going to
freak out.
Dude, that's her life. That's what she wants.
It is. She is putting it out there.
She's out there.
You're all right. Like, I'm not going to fight you on that.
She bursts into a room and goes, "Hey, maximum stretch," and then works her jaws and her cheeks.
That's not what she does. She's not saying maximum stretch.
And it just pops open, and then suddenly everyone's looking at her esophagus going, "Oh, my God."
Not a Sylvester Stallone movie.
It's shocking.
Maximum stretch.
Yeah.
I gotta go in there and get in her mouth. It's maximum stretch.
Who's my brother Frank?
By the way, when I was in,
Frank's birthday, by the way.
Frank Stallone. Yeah.
Looks just
I can't.
Like
what is the name
nuts.
Of his terrible song? He had a song that was in.
God.
Call in at 214-787-1971 on music for New Music Friday if you know the old Frank Stallone song. Are you looking it up?
Yeah.
And where I was staying, they have a thing called Balboa Island.
Mm-hmm.
And all I can think about is Rocky's Dumb Island.
This is the dumbest thing ever.
Have you been to Balboa Island? You can go and see the girl with Mark.
Ta-da! Yes. Ta-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- that the name of it?
This is the end.
Oh.
I can't remember.
Something sucks to do when you're gonna do stuff.
That's from a guy who took a dump on the Gin Blossoms earlier.
I would put this against the Gin Blossoms. Turn it back up.
Oh, God. Yeah.
This was in a movie, and I don't know what it was.
Far From Over.
Oh, that's not the movie.
Staying Alive.
Oh, yes, the sequel to Saturday Night Fever. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I was probably like 12 when this came out or something. Anyways, that's one of the songs we're featuring on today's edition of New Music Friday, Kevin.
Old Music Friday on New Music Friday.
Old Music Friday on New Music Friday. So, New Music Friday, I really enjoyed how the times have changed where at 11 p.m. Central Time on Thursday nights, you get stuff, you know, music. So
I'm not going to beat everyone down with this, but Truth to Power Project is now streaming.
Absolutely,
and
it
so
is.
So last night at 11 o'clock, you could start streaming it. We don't need to play it. We've played it a million times, but I just wanted to say that. So
well, we've played a few songs. We haven't played everything.
Man, we've played enough.
Can I play just a touch of my favorite song on the record?
If you want to.
Okay. Skin did not ask me to do this. I'm doing this against his will right now.
Yeah, and my pants are off. Oh, cool. Is this your favorite?
This is my favorite.
I like this, too. This is the Ghost Funk Orchestra. Out of Brooklawn, New York.
It's called Your Man's No Good.
Let's funk it up.
That's awesome.
Isn't that funky?
Yeah.
I got fat. Is that a baritone?
The low part is a baritone.
Baritone saxophone is my favorite horn instrument, I think.
So it's not used as often, obviously, as the tenor and the soprano and the alto, but you hear it a lot in Afrobeat music.
Yeah.
Especially like the Fela Kuti stuff. And I think it's cool because it's just got that growl.
Growl. Fatten something up there.
Anyways, I want to talk about E6.
Okay. Well, they're probably most known for this song, which was released in the early 2000s.
I disagree.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to play this, though. This song jams.
There's a secret mystery that Jack White's on backup vocals.
Really?
No one knows for sure.
It's
definitely Jack White.
I think so too.
How long till we get to it? Because I want to hear
soon.
It.
Real close.
Yeah. I like this song, by the way. Fire in the
gates of hell. It was in a lot of commercials, like car commercials.
Oh, it was? Oh, cool. It's my desire.
It's my desire. It's my desire. Who else would that be?
Now, this band is, full disclosure here. I knew a couple songs by this band, but when I met Christina's boyfriend, Mike, in like 2009 or whatever.
You dated him before Christina
did. I
dated
him. Yeah, I truly did. The basic talk that you have after you meet someone. I was an intern at the station he was working at, and he was part-time at the station.
Hey, man, what's your maximum stretch?
Just a couple guys looking for a break in the world, you know?
Yeah.
And he would talk about, Electric Six. I was like, oh, I got a couple Electric Six songs. Like, I had a couple on my indie rock playlist or whatever, you know?
Because there's a song that is the one that most people know. Because it was popular before. You know what it is, right?
You're going to say Gay Bar.
Gay Bar is the one that I knew.
This song is fantastic.
Turn it up. Turn it up. This song bangs. This is their maximum stretch. Girl, I want to take you to a gay bar. I want to take you to a gay bar. I want to take you to a gay bar. Start a nuclear war. So dumb. That's a gay bar, gay
bar, gay bar. Wow. All right. They're really fun.
Fantastic. That's,
it's a really good way, too, to know if a heterosexual person is fun and cool or not, is to take them to a gay bar. Because if they're all uptight, and it's like, all right, you suck. You're not a fun person. I mean...
Oh, there's going to be some flopping tonight, you know?
I know,
like, they're
going to
be a part of it.
Dude, it's...
Flopping.
Gay bars are generally so festive. And there's people
they
there.
Are.
They are so looking forward to having a good time, and it's an extravaganza. I can't tell you how many fun nights I've had at a gay
Except
bar.
Except for the last time when you and I went to Zippers that one time.
That was a sad...
That was not that was a sad night.
That was a beaten down, very lonely, very end of the rope gay bar.
But that was a night of just maybe looking at your life a little bit.
That was
reframing things.
Okay, do I need to show Christina the picture?
You probably need.
Keep talking about E6 and I'll
pull
the picture.
You probably need to post it in the thread too, to be honest.
You know what I'll do is I'll just post it right after the girl with the maximum stretch.
My point is, they are a fun band. Their lead singer's name is Dick Valentine, even though he goes by, I mean, Tyler's his real name in real life. But
Dick Valentine.
So every time they're in town, me and Christina's boyfriend Mike and Cash, a guy named Jerry, we shave his head before the concert every night.
Wait, what do you mean?
We do the Lex Grossman haircut, which is Tropic Thunder. It's Tom Cruise in Tropic Thunder. He's in a fat suit. But he's bald on top, but hair on the sides.
Okay.
We shave Jerry into that.
Poor Jerry.
Jerry loves it.
Okay.
Jerry takes money, throws ones up in the air. Uh-huh. I mean, we have a blast.
It
right?
sounds
They're
like
so fun.
It's almost like going to the Rocky Horror Picture Show or something. It's this interactive, wild ass experience, but it's a music show.
It really is. And then you always have that thing of, man, Jerry's gonna go tell his wife, I shaved my head again. You always worry about that a little bit.
Right.
But I literally only talk to Jerry once a year on Electric Six shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't seen Jerry. So they're in town September 18th.
Can I go?
Three links. I think we all need to go.
I feel like we have to be
there. We all
need
to go. I mean, I've had tickets for years.
All right, I'm in. I'm going to this. I'm very excited about this.
I mean, Mike went and hung out with them. Like, he randomly went skiing with them.
Yeah.
And it is legit. Like, when they leave a show, they grind it out. They release albums about once a year. I mean, pre-COVID.
Okay, you guys look so happy.
I just showed Christina.
Well, look how happy y'all are.
So we're at Zippers.
Oh, man.
And that guy was dancing, and he was on a stage, like, and he was trying to tell us that he was straight, and we're like, cool. And he's so beaten down.
Yeah, he was.
And his dance moves, so they're playing, like, real festive four-on-the-floor music, and he's barely half-assed two-stepping it in the same place. Oh, like, man. He's barely shaking it.
He's having a bad night.
He's just banana hammock city, and he's just so beaten down. And there's the place just reeks of desperation.
Aww.
I mean, it's so
it
into
was,
the rope.
It was real, sad's the word, but when he said that he's straight, he just does this for money. I was like, oh no. Are you kidding? Look, And then I question the establishment at that point, where I'm like, hey, we need to be authentic with our hires here.
I just tweeted it out. If you'd like to look at Maximum Stretch Girl and this guy back to back, go to my Twitter account.
Okay.
Magnum Stretch is one step below Maximum Stretch.
All right, go back to E6.
Yes.
Well, the point is they grind hard. They release albums and they tour very, very heavily. I don't know how they have time. Now, there's been a lot of members in and out of the band, like Dr. Diet Mountain Dew's not really with them anymore.
No, no.
Or Tate Nucleus, Dave, the White Wolf. I mean, there's so many. You could go on for years. There's so many band members that have been in and out of the band.
It's almost like a funk version of Kiss or something, yeah, like a funk rock Kiss.
Yeah, they're from Detroit, so it's funk, it's metal, it's dancey, and then there's rock, and more than anything, it's just weird, and he's got this great, this funny voice, right?
Very macho.
When they left, I remember seeing this the last time we saw him play, and it's the only time I had seen him, like, they're all in a white van, and they've got the, you know, a small U-Haul type thing, trailer, you know, that you carry music equipment in, and there they go, and they're all in there, and I'm like, and they got a merch person, it's like seven people crammed into a van.
I think they're...
I'm like, man, they are... That is living life on the road and grinding. Like, they... Imagine how many times you'd want to kill each other.
I think it's possible, though, and I don't know this, but I do know a little bit about sync licensing. And if you're telling me that that song was featured on major car commercials, there's some pretty good money to be involved in. But pull up... I'll pull it up on my Spotify so I can see.
I can pull anything. Well,
so you can pull up their most streamed song, how many times it's been streamed?
Yeah, it's Danger, High Voltage, which I played first here. It's 28 million.
Wow.
Okay. So it's...
A gay bar's 23 million.
So 23... Okay, so let's just take those two songs. You said 28 and 23?
Mm-hmm.
So that's that's 51 million streams. And you basically, for every million, you get $5,000. So they've done... Off those two songs, they've done $250,000 in streams.
Yeah.
And then if they license that one song to a car commercial... They probably, and if they did it multiple times, they probably made six figures off that. So what I'm saying is at that point, you can have better accommodations on the road unless you're just committed to the bit.
Yeah.
Like when you go to an E6 show, how many people are there?
It's all under 500 for sure.
Okay.
I would say.
And then what do you pay to get in? $10?
Well, I mean, the venues that I've seen them at, like Gas Monkey Live, which is not even a thing. They're going to be at Three Links. Like, think about how Three Links is a bar in Deep Ellum.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to think of all the places. Yeah, it's $10 to $20 tickets.
Okay.
Under $20.
And do they tour nonstop?
Pretty much. And when they're not as a band touring, you know where they tour? They do well. They do well in Europe. Which is...
Of course they do.
They spend a lot of time in Europe. But also, when the band's not really gigging, Dick Valentine does a living room thing where he's like constantly, or like, I mean, he'll tour cities and stuff, but he does a lot of like, hey, I'll come play your wedding and and things like that.
I just think they're committed to the bit.
We should get him up here.
Absolutely committed to the bit, and I would love to have him up here.
God.
And they might do it.
Yeah,
they might do it. I think it might make Mike jealous if they came up.
Yeah, definitely would.
But maybe they'd do both. And
They should be on with Norm. I think our listeners would like this.
Well, I worked on Christina Boyfriend's Mike radio show.
Uh-huh. Mike I like that name.
It's a great name.
Well, I don't want to just like casually say Mike. There's a lot of Mikes out there.
Yeah.
A lot of Maximum Stretch.
So some people might be like, oh, they're talking about Mike Marshall right now. I was like, so they came up one day. This is probably 20, I mean, I was still working there, so this is probably 2012. And I remember that we went to get him sandwiches and stuff to feed him. And the Cowboys were playing the Lions that week. So that was the thing. We'll have him on to talk Lions because they're from Detroit. He's a big Lions fan.
Of course.
And they just wanted to hang out. They were just cool. Like, I had something to do during the day.
Dick Valentine didn't have anything to do in Dallas that day.
So I say all that. Well, I think, I mean, we're going to carry some of this over, right? We're going to carry this over. Yeah. I say all this to say, let's give you a hint of a couple songs of what they might sound like.
Yes, absolutely.
What's some of the songs that I gave you earlier? Well, here's a song that you like.
Okay.
That me and Ben and Skin used to play this song all the time on road trips. But it's usually whoever's sitting in the front runs the music, usually. And there was a thing in radio called a Marty Shot. It's the dumbest thing, but I've heard so many over the years, so many times, and conversations with like salespeople and then like management type people.
And engineering getting involved.
And engineering are talking about, well, we could go there, we could set up a Marty shot, and no one even knows
what
that
a Marty shot is. Like what are you talking about?
The person at this restaurant does not know how to set up. At this bar does not have what that means.
No.
But a Marty shot's just a way to connect and do a remote broadcast.
I think it has to do with putting a van out in front with a big old satellite thing, and it's a Marty shot.
It's a Marty shot. ISDN line. They're all types of things that...
It's just a bunch of tech talk.
It's radio jargon.
And no one knows what it means, but a radio person will say it to another radio person like we all know what a Marty shot is.
Totally.
Yeah, oh yeah, we'll do a Marty shot.
Well, I secretly started doing this bit when we were at Ranger Spring Training and had to go do our show in Surprise, Arizona at the ballpark. And every day we'd go to get a beaten lunch somewhere, the same thing. We'd go to Jimmy John's
Jimmy John's.
They get my sandwich wrong every day. There's nowhere to go. But every time we would turn onto the street, and it's kind of a long road, it's about a 3-minute drive up to the ballpark, I would time it out. I'm telling you, I did this for like 5 years. I would play this song. And I think it took them like 2 years to realize. You won't reach your destination. The song's called Body Shot.
Imagine that guy that wasn't gay dancing to this at Zippers that night.
There's the best part. They can't kill Detroit.
Yeah.
So, I would just play that song because I was like, turned it into Marty Shot.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then, Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now, Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do. And start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Step into a Marty shot.
Yeah, makes
sense. It's called Body Shot. And I'm serious. We were only there for a week, so this is probably 25 total shows that I did this for. All right? Driving to the ballpark. And it was about 2.5 years into that bit. Skin's like, man, it seems like you play this song a lot. And I'm like, yes, I've been doing this bit to like... I mean,
those are the best bits, though, that you just keep doing. Slow don't
burn.
Say anything about it.
Slow
just keep
burn.
Doing it.
You know, Ben will turn it down sometimes. I'm like, no, turn it back up. Get this bit through. So that is all a setup for the next segment because they released a covers album today.
All right, let's listen to some of it next.
Funny stuff on there.
All right, we're going to have fun and laugh next on the Mighty Ben and Skin Show, the home of Maximum Stretch. Right now, here's a commercial.
Back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right. We're kind of in the middle of a segment.
You never know.
We didn't even finish the last segment. So I think we can finish the last segment and still do this other segment. And then hand it off to the Russ Martin Show.
Doesn't matter. Whatever happens, happens.
No doubt basking in the glory of last night.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to all the Mighty Eagle listeners and Rockaholics that went out to that joint. Really, really cool. Okay, so KT was explaining the folklore behind E6, Electric 6. And was playing some of their jams because it's a New Music Friday and they've released a covers album. Now, do you need to reset, or is it time to move to the covers album, or how do you want to do this?
I think we could probably go to the covers album. I mean, the thing is, they're a six-piece band from Detroit who, I would say, they got their degree in funk and metal.
Okay.
And then it turns into this weird rock dance party every time you go. And they're a bit band.
Mm-hmm.
But they did have a couple of mainstream hits in Gay Bar and Danger High Voltage. Well, they released an album called Streets of Gold that I went and picked up from Josie Records today.
Look at you.
Luke to hold one for me. And then I was like, you know what? I'll get another one and let's give that to Mike because it's Mike's favorite band.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my, you know, they're probably top 10 favorite band of mine, actually. They've grown on me even more. Well, my second favorite band in the world is the Polyphonic Spree, and they just did a cover album in, at the first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And their opening track on their cover album was Don't Change by NXS. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know the original, by the way?
I can pull it up if you'd like to hear some.
Pull it up, and I got to tell you this, just because it's fun for me personally to make this all about me. When I was a sophomore in high school, one of the first dudes, I was on the basketball team, and my best friend on the basketball team at the time was this guy, Mark Doyle, who was an incredible basketball player, because he progressed way faster than everybody else, but then his knees burned out. But this was his jam. And he had a car before I did, and we drove around to this all the time. It's like so 1985, 1986. And it's probably like 12:30 on a Friday night. And he had this little white two-seater, like 280. And his older brother was the coolest guy in school, so we could go to any party. And they were just bumping this all the time.
I'm standing here on the ground.
Do you hate this, Christina?
The sky above. It was good until the singing started.
You know, that guy ended up dying while having sex with himself in a belt. Kevin?
I feel like there's a number of ways you could have massaged that a little bit.
We don't need to add massaging to that story.
Just fell out. That was my version of telling that story maximum stretch style.
There's a bomb. Well, that's what they went with, too. Don't Change by NXS was the opening track of their cover album. Would you like to see how they went with
it? Let me get Mark Doyle and get in his car, and then we'll see. Why did they turn it into The Hobbit?
I don't really know what that means.
I don't either.
Sounds like fantasy in the woods music. Yep. This is totally a fist in the air anthem.
And Christina needs the guitar.
Yeah, I do.
Well, there's a guitar in the other one.
Just
doing the same
more.
Part.
More prominent.
Yeah, more prominent. Get to it.
I'm standing here on the ground. The sky above won't fall down. See no evil in all directions.
That drum.
Resolution of happiness. Things have been.
Is that a fart sound? What is that?
Those symbols.
Don't change for you. Don't change a thing for me.
All right, cool, right, or no?
Don't change for you.
I mean, I'd rather hear the NXS version.
Say, I would rather hear the Polyphonic Spree version.
How's their version?
I think it's... I mean, you know, they're kind of horn-heavy, but I think Tim's voice fits that song better.
It's very... Yeah, I can totally...
Because he's got a higher voice.
Yeah.
I don't know. We just did the Dave Matthews voice there. Uh-huh.
No, I just choked on a nut.
I'm not going to do a 4-minute build up.
Don't change a thing for me.
Yeah.
All right.
I still want to hear the NXS version.
Okay.
No.
So they also did a Fleetwood Mac song. And by they, I mean Electric Six.
Okay, you don't mean Fleetwood Mac? Oh, this is Sweet Lies. Tell Me Sweet Little Lies. What's the name of it?
Little Lies.
Little Lies. This is one of the ones that Christine McVie actually sings. Not Stevie.
Really?
Yeah.
If I could tell.
amazing.
In time then I'd rearrange just a day or two.
All right, I like this. Christina, just over there, pull up Fleetwood Mac, Little Lies. This makes more sense than the In Excess thing to me. Play the Fleetwood Mac version.
Okay, yeah.
Because when you do a cover song, you should figure out a way to make it your own.
They definitely did that.
Yeah. Like, you'll hear immediately how different it is. Whereas the In Excess thing, they just kind of did the same thing.
Yeah.
It's hard to do a cover, though, and make it your own.
What year of the 80s was this?
This is probably 83.
Oh, God.
Somewhere in there, 83 or 82.
I really do.
I'm going to look it up because now I want to know.
Well, Skin, I know you're a fan of the Talking Heads.
Oh, my God, I love them so much.
I thought this was fun. I might pause it and skip ahead on this.
Uh-huh.
But they did Slippery by the Talking Heads.
Walking lightly.
Like, you see a lot of Psycho Killer burning down the house,
yeah.
or This Must Be the Place.
Mm-hmm.
I've never really seen anyone cover Slippery.
I believe this is Remain in Light. I think that's the album this is on.
I think so.
Must be having fun. Walk nightly. Think of a time. You'd best believe this thing is real.
No.
Do you guys like David Byrne's voice in general? Some people hate it.
I do.
I love it.
I love it too. Because I feel like anyone can do it.
Uh-huh.
Like, I tend to not like people who have great voices.
Right.
Because, I don't know, maybe it's just intimidating.
Except for Celine Dion. But, you love yes. her.
Wait till he gets to the kind of the part where the back and forth part here. I'm going to skip ahead. I'm going to skip ahead a little more.
Cool.
They're just messing around, so it's great.
Will they be playing this in September, you think?
I doubt it, but maybe. This is on, this was on Speaking in Tongues.
Okay,
this, it feels like we're kind of plotting, I know.
We're doing a lot of farting around.
But.
What's the matter with him? He's alright. How do you know? The love of my life. Don't play no games. He's alright.
That's fantastic.
That's fun, dude. I like it.
Well, they also did one of my favorite songs by the Pixies. Everyone likes the Pixies. Like, mm-hmm. I've never met a person who's like, oh, I like the Pixies. And the Pixies are great, right? Are we all good on that?
I'm a Pixies fan.
Hey! Been trying to meet you.
Now, there's a part where the guitar kind of comes in that I want Christina to hear.
Okay.
Because Christina likes guitars.
It's the name of her podcast.
Hey, actually, not bad.
Because, this is a... I kind of change it right there. Mm-hmm. Add some horns. If those are real horns.
I think that's probably a synth patch.
Synth horns, yeah. Having fun now.
Nice. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
How old is Dick Valentine?
43.
Probably. Oh, my God.
I just love that song, so I'm sorry. Alice Cooper, though? Want to give Alice Cooper a run for his money?
We're in an Alice Cooper shirt today.
Are you really?
I am.
No more Mrs. Nice Guy, gal. Is Alice Cooper from Detroit?
I don't know.
Feels very Midwestern.
Did you like this growing up?
This is really before my time. So in other words, by the time I was getting into rock music, Alice Cooper wasn't considered cool anymore.
What, eating crows and stuff?
Yeah, he's more mid-70s.
No, wait, no, what's he? Ozzy ate the crow.
What did Ozzy ate the head off a bat.
Yeah, off a bat.
Which is really, there's no way he could have known the COVID hysteria many years later.
What did Alice...
I think
he's
he had a thing.
Snakes.
Now he had a thing about. I think his thing was $1 million babies and eating babies and all this.
Last time I saw him, he chopped his own head off. So.
Oh, you've actually seen him?
Yes, that's where I got this shirt from.
You actually went to an Alice Cooper concert.
I went to an Alice Cooper concert. Saw him chop his head off.
Why are we not talking about this more often?
How did he?
It was amazing.
He chopped his own head off.
I have no idea. There was a guillotine. He put his head through that hole, and it went down. His head fell off.
You were. You remember?
It was incredible.
You remember going to his theme? We went to his theme restaurant in Arizona.
I never went to that.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Dude, I'm almost positive that's where one of our.
We never went anywhere in Arizona.
I'm almost 1,000% sure
the
you were there.
Same three spots.
No. You went there.
To go.
You went there. Alice Cooper has a theme restaurant in Arizona, and we went.
What's the theme?
Yeah,
it's Alice Cooper. Here's his restaurant.
Okay.
Serve a head up.
Yeah.
I'd like to order a forehead.
When did you, what year is this?
That's a good question. Maybe.
Like are you alive?
Six years ago?
Really?
Does it say a date?
It says spend the night with Alice Cooper, and then it just has a bunch of dates without years.
Yeah, I'm not sure what year that was.
Okay.
But maybe 6 or 7 years ago.
Phoenix.
Yes.
Cooperstown.
Yes. That's in Arizona, homie.
Alice Cooper's town.
Yes. It's Alice Cooper's.
We sat outside on that. Yeah, I remember that now.
He's got a theme.
On that perch.
And it's so weird that that guy, who was kind of a 70s glam rock showman thing, ended up having a themed restaurant in a strip mall in Arizona.
They also did a Kiss song, Skin. I know you're a big Kiss fan. They didn't really change it up too much. There's that. The other stuff, though, dude, have you heard the new stuff from Duran Jones?
Yes. I haven't heard the whole album yet, but I've heard the singles that they've leaked.
I'm going to play the fun, dancey single.
Okay.
It makes me want to go drink.
All right. I like to drink.
This is called With You by Duran Jones and the Indications. Kind of feels like it could be a Bruno Mars song.
It's got a real kind of mid to late 70s soul disco vibe. So here's what's cool about this. I'm on the So that's the drummer, Aaron Frazier, singing.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll come out and sing the high falsetto stuff. And he did a whole record with Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys. Ooh. Did a whole solo. And it's like an old throwback soul record. It's really, really good. But this is their new record. And the last time they came to town, they played Dada. And I went to the show and I met Nicky Ryan, the lead guitarist of the local metal band Power Trip.
Ah, yes.
He was wearing real crispy Air Jordans and he was there to take in some soul music.
Cool.
But yeah, they're a really fun band. And their sound has kind of evolved. They used to do more of like a 60s sounding soul thing, mm-hmm. and now they're doing kind of a late 70s vibe. And Aaron Frazier's turned into a big deal.
Yeah, I think they're planning to do an 80s thing in a few years, Christina.
Can't wait.
Also, Leon released a record by Leon. It's Leon Bridges, the yes. official state musician of Texas.
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool.
Right? It's called Gold Diggers.
It's super mellow.
But I did... This is probably my... Gold Digger Sound's the name of it. This is called Steam. I liked this one. But you're right. It's a very mellow record.
Yeah.
But I like to support our local dude from Fort Worth.
I think it's a great record. It's just a vibe-out record. But it's nice. I really like it.
He did some interviews talking about how he doesn't want to do this forever. He's going to want to go back and, like, help other musicians. And
cool.
Wants to go more into, like, guitar playing stuff. Sounds like he's kind of beaten down by being a front man.
Well, I have minimal experiences with him. But the experiences I do have with him is that he's very, very nice. And he also, it feels like he's a shy person.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Introverted.
Very introverted.
So when he was on The Voice as like a guest, I don't know, judge or whatever he was doing, not a judge, but he was like helping the singers on there, he wasn't really talking much.
Yeah.
He was super nice, but yeah, just kind of kept to himself.
We're doing some interview stuff for the Truth to Power project, and so I didn't want him to like feel like he had to do it or feel uncomfortable, and so I think maybe we'll do something where it's him and some of the other guys together, so it's not like it was just a bunch of spotlight on him.
Yeah.
But he's friends with so many people from around here, and he's very good to the DFW community. He's involved in charity stuff, and he's just a genuinely nice, nice man. And if you like soul music, his new record's excellent. It's just super mellow.
Do you want to run through this real quick? It's Dallas Observer put out a list of the top bars.
I do.
Are you in a drinking mood?
It's Friday.
I can't believe I'm not already drinking. Can I do this right quick?
Yeah.
I didn't end up doing the Rollertown spot.
Oh, do it now.
Rollertown Beer Works in Salina is the brewery from me and Ben. And I'm actually going to go scoop Mama and the kids because we have Easy Slider food truck there.
Yeah.
And we have an ice cream food truck at the same time.
Nice.
We'll also have the ice cream food truck coming back Sunday afternoon when we have delicious Maine Lobster food truck. Ben's calling this Food Truck Palooza weekend. But I think it's a great weekend to not only come drink our new Pilsner, but also Lobo Hombre, which is our Mexican lager, which is fantastic. And I think it's perfect for weather like this and also for having a big food truck weekend. So Easy Slider tonight, Mike's Chicken Shack from 12 to 7 Saturday, and Cousin's Maine Lobster, which is one of the most popular food trucks in DFW. Two of them, Easy Slider, and then, of course, Cousin's Maine Lobster, two of the biggest food trucks in DFW. Cousin's will be there 12 to 6 on Sunday, and we'll have tongue-in-cheek ice cream truck there from 6 to 8 tonight and 2:30 to 4:30 on Sunday. So come drink the Pilsner. Come drink the Lobo Hombre Lager. Get those incredible food trucks. And while you're at it, if you want to do a cocktail, we have our new pomegranate margarita. Seltzer-based cocktail. So a great weekend at Rollertown Beer Works. I'll be there right after the show. Come on out and join us.
Yeah, so this is the 100 top bars in the DFW, according to the Dallas Observer. And they kind of divided it up into some categories, so I'm going to skip classic cocktails. I'm going to go to live music.
Okay.
Three Links.
Yeah.
Indie Pelham. Yes. Twilight Lounge.
Yay.
Probably, to me, one of, if not, it's probably top five bar in Dallas, if you were to ask me.
So
and there's one in Fort Worth as well.
I've never been to the Fort Worth one. I've
me
only
either.
Been to the one in Dallas. Yeah.
Yep.
But the one in Dallas in Deep Elm is great.
And they have the best bartenders ever. Andy is one of the best.
Tall Andy's a beast.
Yes. Oh,
yes.
My God.
There's something called Sandaga 813.
What?
It's across the street from Fair Park.
And I've never
been. I've never like gone anywhere over there very often.
Yeah,
you know. So
I saw there's a really cool. I was seeing this highlight of black owned businesses, and there's a black owned whiskey bar across from Fair Park.
Oh, in. Uh-huh.
I wanted to go check that out. Oh. And they carry Balcones, which you know I'm always down for that.
Top bars for bar food. You ever gone to Armory?
Oh yeah,
that's
wait.
In Deep Elm.
Deep Elm.
Yeah,
yes.
yeah, yeah.
I've seen it. I don't think I've been there.
Lakewood Landing?
No. That's a regular of the Bastards of Soul. You might see them hanging out there late on a weekend. Mm-hmm.
That's my default. Hey, let's catch up. Got a beer.
That's next door to...
Next door to Cosmos?
Yes. Yeah. Cosmos is my number one favorite burger.
Cool. Buzz Brews are there. I love Cosmos, too. I end up Lakewood Landing. Have a good burger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Peak Inn off Peak Street. I'm not real sure I've heard of that one.
Is that over in East Dallas?
I think so.
Yeah.
Best bars for craft beer.
Oh.
And the DFW.
Rollertown Beer Works in Salina.
Dot's Hop House and Cocktail Courtyard.
Yeah. Okay, that's in Depot.
I had my 10-year reunion there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite places, although it's sometimes crowded. The Old Monk.
I love the Old Monk.
The Old Monk right off Henderson.
Yeah, it's a great spot.
It's always crowded, though.
Yeah.
Off Fitzhugh, Strange Ways.
Never been.
Uh-uh.
Never been there either. Mess around on Fitzhugh very much.
Strange Ways, here we come.
Wits End?
Yeah.
Christina, you know
I have been there before, because that's right next to Dada, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's also a Richie Witt column.
I think it was.
Yeah.
Best speakeasies, Akai.
Yes, underneath Misume.
Yes.
You got to walk through the kitchen to get to it.
It's really cool.
It's badass. If you go to Misume to have incredible Japanese food, do ask to go down to Akai, the speakeasy underneath it.
The old Midnight Rambler off Main Street.
You know, that's in the Jewel Hotel. That place
I did not
know
that.
Oh, that place is badass.
Super fancy?
No.
Oh, you can go in t-shirt and jeans?
Yes, that's the place, and it's underneath. Mm-hmm. And that's the place I saw, I told you guys the story where Steven Tyler left the Midnight Rambler to go into a private room to meet Dirk.
Oh, cool.
Steven Tyler, who's about 4'3", was very excited to meet Dirk. Midnight Rambler is a cool spot.
Do you have to actually say, like, a secret word or anything?
No, I think you just kind of wander in the lobby of the hotel and then go downstairs.
Okay. I'm here to meet Dirk.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Patios, Desert Racer.
Oh, I've got to go there. Dude.
Greenville Avenue.
Desert Racer carries, like, 4 different Rollertown beers.
They've got their burger game going, too. They do other stuff, too. But
no, they're Tex-Mex, but they have the off-site kitchen burger.
Yeah, incredible.
Yeah, and I love that burger.
Thunderbird Station. I went to Thunderbird Station last weekend. I'm going this weekend. It's one of my favorite new spots.
Where is it?
It's off Commerce. It's a cousin to the Double Wide or Single Wide as well. They're in that family.
Okay.
It's a really cool bar. It's like you feel like you're at a lube shop.
Oh, with a horse?
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.